songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Starting Hour 2 out with Chris Koza's Midnight Rose.
In the high wind, on the plains of your milky skin, in the ice your grandmother sleeps.
Oh,
That's Dessa with Mineshaft. Someone last week said, you need to play more contemporary music. I said, well, I don't mind as long as it fits our format, which is singer-songwriter. I'll play a band once in a while, like Old Vern or the Cook County's Most Wanted. But generally speaking, I'm looking for that John Denver-ish, James Taylor-ish, Bob Dylan-ish, Bob Muscovitz-ish.
Gordon-ish.
Gordon Lightfoot-ish kind of a music, slow, medium, or up-tempo. You're listening to MHB here, and Dessa is a graduate of McNally Smith College of Music, where Minnesota Association of Songwriters has one of their monthly meetings. Tune in to mnsongwriters.org and find out more about that. Where are we at here, John? Oh, we have... See which microphone that is. Let's anything coming through there?
Check.
Must be that one.
Check.
There we go.
There.
You're
they both say mic two, so we never know.
Yeah. John, of course, is the lead guitar player and vocalist with Old Vern, who performed last Friday night at the Grand City's
Shindig.
Yeah. Shindig 2013. For you who don't live in the area, Grand Forks, North Dakota and East Grand Forks, Minnesota are called the Grand Cities, at least by the marketing people over that
way. Yeah, I don't think it ever really caught on with
I like
the,
it, though.
The
I just spoke to somebody with Novak this week, the North Valley Arts Council, and she thinks it's going to catch on eventually.
Someday. They've been pushing it since I was a kid, so we'll see.
Really? That?
Oh, yeah.
You're still a kid.
Well, probably since like the flood.
So now you lived in Grand Forks during that flood, right?
Oh yeah.
What was that like for you?
It was, I don't know how to describe it. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Not necessarily amazing in a good way, but I don't know. How would you describe it? Well, memorable.
That was 1997. You were probably only about 15.
Yeah, 15. I was in high school. And I remember I was failing a class in high school, and I was like, I won't worry about it. I'll catch up by the end of the year. And then we ended up having to end the year early, so I had to take that class over again.
Oh, wow.
It was English, too.
So you didn't go into the summer or anything that year?
We got in for school?
Yeah.
No, they just told us, you're done.
Yeah, well, I guess...
We got an early summer that year.
Yeah, I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, of course, used to be an English teacher, and I can understand the agony of some of those lessons, whether it's literature, grammar, or...
Yeah.
I took a class in college called Transformational Grammar, where you learn to apply mathematical equations to grammar, and I was just lost the first week or two, and then a light went on, and I ended up getting an A in the class.
Oh.
Transformational Grammar.
I never heard of that.
It was the new wave at one time. Now it's probably passé.
Yeah.
So what did you, aside from a little equipment snafu, what did you think of last Friday night?
It was fun. Yeah, once we got the kinks worked out, we had a good time.
Yeah.
Did you already tell this story on the air? I missed the first hour. I wasn't sure. Maybe you talked about it.
I just mentioned who played. That's about it.
Oh, yeah. My amp blew up or something. I don't know. Something went wrong with it during the second song. And I had to borrow your acoustic guitar and finish the show that way.
Yeah.
But I'm told it sounded like a lot better that way than we usually sound. The people who have heard us before said we sound better acoustic, so...
Well, you don't have to sell me on the advantages of acoustic guitars.
Yeah. So we might just take that sound and run with it.
Although I played in plenty of rock bands back in the 60s and 70s and 80s and
I suppose it was a nice alternative because the bands after us were heavier, so
yeah,
we were sort of lighter than them. Nice balance, I suppose.
You know, I think the best thing I can say about that concert is that there was so much diversity. The music was so eclectic. There was no two groups that were remotely alike.
Right.
And then you throw me into the mix with my acoustic original music and one guy actually told Dr. Jack, that he liked me best.
Yeah.
So. I guess, oh, well, thank you, I guess. Yeah, thanks.
You were entertaining.
You know, that, if you can't be, you know, you can never be the best guitar player, the best singer.
And if you can't be even technically a master at either, you can always be a master at entertaining.
Right.
And be very professional. So, yeah, I felt very at ease. And I tell you, folks, playing in that old theater, that movie theater that was converted into an art center, the acoustics, Ben Kasharik running sound, I thought I was in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a beautiful place.
I noticed when we'd finish a song and the crowd would clap, it sounded like thousands of people clapping, even though there's probably only like 50 or so.
Dozens, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dozens.
Dozens.
And not maybe 3 or 4 dozen, maybe. I don't know. But you got to start somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And Casey Jerome Beck hung posters in Grand Forks, and just everyone pitched in. It was a wonderful evening. Thank you, Del Wright, a new media instructor, for bringing your crew of students over there to take pictures. And
we're working on compiling a sort of a documentary with all the video footage we shot that night. Do like probably 2 songs from each band and compile it into like an hour show.
Okay. Well. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
That's our final project for video editing class.
Yeah. John's talking about the new media program, which has 3 different components. One is audio video production,
graphic design,
and
I give up. Radio. Okay.
I'm pointing all around this. Well, we should play a song here. Tim Fast is a gentleman I met down at Ginkgo's Coffee House in St. Paul here about 6 weeks ago. He came in at the end of the night, and I was, honored to meet him, but wished he had brought his guitar earlier to the open mic. Here's a song from his CD titled Starlight Drive-In. It's called Can't Make a Diamond.
I've got a picture in my wallet. It's the only one I have, you and me. Out comes that picture when I'm lonely, and I want to recall my memories. You smell your perfume on my sweater. So many times I faded, it was gone. Couldn't see the trees through the forest when that very special person came along. You can't make a diamond, diamonds only can't be found. My diamond somewhere, now she's gone. But I love her, and that's forever. And forever is a long, long time. Diamonds only can't be found. I lost my diamond somewhere, now she's gone. But I love her, and that's forever. And forever is a long, long time. Things happen for a reason, it's all I've got now. I wonder where you are, I haven't got a clue. So I write you in a song, like a message in a bottle, and
hopes that someday, somewhere, it'll drift by you. You can't make a diamond. Diamonds only can be found. Lose my diamond somewhere, now she's gone. But I love her, and that's forever. And forever is a long, long time. And I lost my diamond somewhere, now she's gone.
That's Tim Fast. I love that finger picking, don't you, John?
I did.
You know, we don't have much time left tonight. We're at 8:52.
That's all right.
Yeah. You're kind of a latecomer to the show lately. You know.
Yeah.
Right toward the end.
I got other things I need to do.
I thought maybe you're out there pre-partying, but you call it what?
Pre-gaming. Yeah.
My Bostonian friends call it pre-partying. They go out, they stay home till about midnight. And imbibe, and then they go out to the big lights.
Imbibe,
that means to drink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a new word to me.
Well, there you go. Always nice to spice up the vocabulary.
I'm going
to
use it.
Now, the other day you handed me a new CD that you, Old Vern, just put out. Tell us about it.
It's called A Taste of Old Vern, and it's sort of a sampler. It's got the first four songs are off our first album, but they're newly remixed, remastered versions of those songs. And then there's three new songs that are going to be on our next album, but they're not quite finished yet. But we just wanted to share what we've done so far.
Yeah.
And then there's one more song that we recorded live in the studio here at Pioneer 90.1 last September. Casey Jerome Beck did an interview with the band, and you didn't find it?
No, I didn't know we were going to be talking about this tonight.
Oh, that's okay.
Otherwise, I would have. I'm just puzzled where that is. It's not in my satchel. And but we'll cue up a couple songs and play them next
time.
Week.
Yeah,
then yeah. You can stop in next week, and we'll talk more about the CD.
It gives people something to listen for next week.
Yes, yes. Anticipation is making me wait.
Should I? I can post a link to our web store on your Facebook page
too. That.
So then if anyone listening wants a copy.
Now your first CD was titled
Here on Purpose.
Here on Purpose. We could do a, I wonder if we have any other songs from that. We could
we've played those ones so
that.
Many times though.
Oh, have we? Okay.
It seems like it. I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah. And the name Old Vern just kinda you pulled it out of the hat?
Our drummer had an old, I think it was a 78 Ford van that we used to get to our shows. And when we were trying to come up with a band name, we said, let's just name it after the van, Old Vern. That's what he called the van for some reason. We don't even know why, but...
Okay. Well, I don't know if we have any. I just have those two that in my queue that we play, but I can check Glenn's queue.
Minnesota Music.
It says, yeah, we're in Northern Air. The Minnesota Music, there were only two.
Yeah, that's the only two.
Old Vern or the...
That's
same
okay.
Same two, yeah.
Next week.
Right after it, it says, do not, under any circumstance, play this band. No.
Yeah, that's sad.
We have a good time here every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Replayed Saturday night, and go to radionorthland.org. And it's also all played in our archives on prx.org. Just look for Minnesota Homebrew radio show or music show.
I listen back every week to make sure we didn't swear or anything.
Yeah. We try our best to be a family type show here.
We do a good job, I think.
I think so. Well, we're kind of running out of time, and I think I would like to end with a song by David Levine. You ever heard of him?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about him either, but this is off a 2008 CD titled Criminal, and this song's called Lisa. And I hope it's up-tempo. I kind of always like to end with an up-tempo song. If it isn't, I apologize. And thank you for joining us this week. I'm Carl N. Behan, your host. Be back next Thursday at 7 o'clock, God willing.
We'll be here.
All righty. Here's Lisa. Good night.
Rips another morning at the club. I wish I was there with Lisa, but after that beer and pizza, I guess I had my doubts. Sort of thought we'd work it out, but Lisa left me for the gym. Left me in this shape I'm in. I would not make much of it if she exercised her judgment, but Lisa left me for the gym. When we met, I thought, dang, I found it. Here's a girl I can hang around with. But her 10K pace got quicker when I meant like chips and liquor. Now Lisa left me for the gym. I'm in. I might not make much of it if she'd exercise her judgment, but Lisa left me. I'm in.